This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Oh, yeah, you're here too.
Here I am.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Don. He's in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Don.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
So I've been living in Florida for about 14 months now, and I noticed...
I'm sorry.
...pretty much every job... Sorry?
I said I'm sorry.
Yeah, I only am actually living here for about a year to see my family, because I moved down here, and then I'm moving back to Michigan.
Okay.
But I've noticed the only job offers I get down here are contracting work, and... I noticed that contractors typically don't get paid overtime, and they don't get insurance. And in this particular job I have now, they don't take my taxes out. I had to figure that out myself.
Hmm. Okay.
And I was wondering if you guys knew why people aren't considered regular employees, and how they, in Florida, I know because you used to live there, they just can consider a lot of people contractors.
Yeah, healthcare and taxes. You kind of already hit on it.
Yeah, so it's better, in my opinion, for the business owner to have contractors rather than employees for the reasons that you just mentioned, or those are a couple of them.
A lot of people are really stupid, too, and they don't think about the taxes and their salary, so they think that they're making a lot of money, and they don't realize, like, oh, you're really not making nearly what you should be making if you were an employee.
And the employees right. come with all kinds of legal mandates, which involve the health care, right. for instance, and you know, not working more than so many hours. And
as I understand it, the federal government says if it looks like an employee, if it acts like an employee, it's an employee. So
there's a certain test that
right, right. you know, there's like, you know, you can't tell an employee you know
when
a variety
you can't tell a contractor when to show up.
I think you it seems like you should be able to tell a contractor when to show up, but yeah, at least when a job has to be done by.
Well, that was one of the arguments. Well, yeah, sure, that could be in the contract, I think. But, like, so, like, one of the arguments that was made in the Uber case, and there have been a couple of these, but, like, California's government went after Uber and said, these aren't contractors, these are employees. And the argument Uber made was, no, they're not, because they can show up whenever they want. They can clock in and do their Ubering whenever they darn well feel like it. And that was a strong argument against them being employees. And that's because Uber doesn't want to have to treat them like employees. They don't want to have to provide health care services and withhold taxes and all that. That's work that the employer has to do.
Right. But like with Uber, you can show up and you can start working whenever you want.
That's right.
A lot of jobs, you can't. Pick like when you work and when you don't work. It sounds really strange to me because like if I'm showing up and I work for a company and I'm doing work for them, I don't see how I would be an employee instead of like a contractor.
Well, again, if you now maybe there's somebody out there who's more of an expert on hiring contractors versus hiring employees because I don't have any real experience with hiring employees. But the contractor has a job to do. And there's certain parameters around that job. So if it's a construction job, then you've been contracted to do the plumbing work on this house that's being built, or whatever it is that you've been contracted to do. And you've got, like you said, Mark, maybe a time frame in which that job needs to get done. So as long as that plumbing job is done before we need to have the finishing guy come in, then, you know, you're going to get paid your full amount. Every day you're late, you're going to not get as much or whatever. However the contract terms...
That'd be a great way to do it. I suspect it's not.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. I've never, like I said, I've never dealt with that stuff before. But as long as you fulfill your end of the contract, you get paid.
Right. Now, I noticed with like plumbers and construction workers, they show up and they do a job, and then they move on to the next job, the next customer.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a security company, And the place I worked for every night, it's pretty much, you know, clock in, clock out, like same time every week.
And they're paying you as a contractor is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, there may be an argument that you're an employee in that particular case. I think that that would be something that you would have to pull up, some law about, or some, you know, a quick Google would probably reveal the differences between the legal differences between a contractor and an employee. I have not pulled that up personally at this moment, but I imagine you could find that. And then if you, you know, really cared that much about this, you could probably come to the person that you're working for and say, hey, I think I should be an employee. And they might say, hey, get lost. We'll find another contractor.
Probably,
This is probably a tree that you don't want to really spend any time barking up, because ultimately there's plenty of jobs.
Well, look for a new job is the answer to it. If you don't like the one that you've got, is get another one.
I mean, there's plenty of low-paying jobs in Florida. If you want to get a job, you can go work in fast food, and you know, I'm sure that McDonald's is hiring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only going to be in Florida for a couple more months, and I only work in security because my cousin has a sweet deal with, like, some rich guy, you know, you just sit there and...
So you sit around and you get paid? I mean, that doesn't sound so bad.
You got to figure out how to parlay your time with, like, some internet work at the same time.
So you can get double your whatever you're making or something like that?
Right, yeah.
Hey, Don, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Greg. He's in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, by the way, 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to weigh in. Maybe you know a lot more than we do about contractor versus employee. Go ahead, Greg.
I do know a bit. I used to be an employee and a contractor, so I can speak from experience.
What's the difference?
Well, there are many differences, but essentially the difference is it's the government. And I'm actually going to put on my libertarian hat for this one and say I'd like to abolish the employee relationship, because everything about employee is actually the product of the government. Everything from the 40-hour work week to the fact that children can't be employees, to the fact that overtime mandated pay, to the fact that people just, you know, have to clock in and be there for 8 hours and pretend like they're working and can't do outside work and can't compete and at-will employment and all that stuff. If you want to work in the free market, be a contractor. No protections from the government. And then you would really have a free market.
You have a much more free market. That's for certain.
Employees, that whole agreement sucks.
Yeah, the idea is that the counter argument obviously is that people are dumb. They don't plan far enough ahead, and they won't pay for insurance if we don't force them to have it. They won't put away for retirement if we don't force them to, and they won't protection, the insurance program that if you hurt yourself on the job, they have to have that too. So that's the counter argument.
According to an article over at LegalZoom.com, they it's a lengthy article, but I'll just read the conclusion here. Certain factors will define a worker as an independent contractor in every case, not relying on the business as the sole source of income, working at his or her own pace as defined by an agreement, being ineligible for employer-provided benefits, and retaining a degree of control and independence. While the independent contractor is his or her own boss, work stays within the definitions of an oral or written contract and adheres to certain requirements. An employee, on the other hand, relies on the business for steady income, gives up elements of control and independence, and is eligible for certain benefits and work, works within constraint of the workspace. So those are some of the key differences there. Anyway, what else were you calling about tonight, Greg?
Yeah, no, I think this is the best topic. I kind of wanted to continue on this. Just say, look, historically, actually a lot of the fertile ground that anarcho-capitalists today reap was actually owned by people specifically against the employee relationship. And in that case, it was serfs. It was, everyone from Adam Smith, actually, the invisible hand is not something that he necessarily uses that phrase himself, but he said that if people would be self-employed, that would lead to greater equality between the employer and the employee. And so he advocated everybody to basically have their own business, in a sense. And also, people
hold that, hold that thought, Greg. We'll come back to you here in moments. I agree with him on this. If you're independent of an employer. If you have more freedom to choose who you're working with, you can sort of float around, take the best gigs. That gives you more freedom. I mean, that's always a good thing. And that's more of an entrepreneurial mindset that's required for that. And the government kind of destroys that entrepreneurial mindset with their government schools. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. You can bring up anything you want. So our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. Now, they've recently reported their Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015, and that's not good. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they'll become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Greg is on the line in Brooklyn. Greg, continue. You were telling us we were talking about contractors, and you were just talking about how the employee-employer relationship is generally pretty awful.
It could be awful, both for the entrepreneurship aspect of the country and also for kind of the psyche of the employee. So for the first one, entrepreneurship, the reason there's a lot of it in the United States, whereas comparatively less in Europe, this may be changing, but until recently it was because of the strong employee protections. There's not a lot of limited liability for startups to form, and if they get workers, they have to pay them. And if the startup goes under, the owner is on the hook for paying the employees, including their benefits and everything else. So it's much more risky to start new ventures in that kind of regime than it is when you have strong bankruptcy protections and limited liability in the United States.
Sounds right.
And so that's the first. And the second is the kind of the spirit of the worker is sort of like, if you had a promising project on the side, you would always be afraid to do it because, or to engage in a side business with someone because you don't want to rock the boat. You're getting a steady paycheck. It's sort of like the welfare system where, you know, if you get a job, you're risking, if you lose that job, then you have to get back on welfare and you go 6 months without a paycheck. So that steady paycheck actually gets you dependent on it, psychologically. And
yep.
I feel that is also the personal risk taking is reduced. So for those reasons, you know, actually, the original.
Before you go on, if you don't, if your personal risk taking is reduced, that reduces your earning capacity, your maximum earning capacity, because in order to, you know, make things in life, you do generally have to take risk. If you want to be successful, risk is usually
involved. Risks don't always pay off.
Of course not. That's why they're called risks. But you have to take them if you want to pay off. If you take the safe road the entire time, you're never going to really excel.
Yeah, that's why I always say, and you know, I've called into the show a lot, and I say, look, I'm pretty much a libertarian, except one thing is that I think all these safety nets should be combined into one basic income. And then you should abolish minimum wage, abolish employee relationships, abolish all these quote-unquote protections requiring the employer to be responsible for your health insurance, and just have a national safety net with health insurance, whatever, and then let people take risks. Let people do what they want with their lives, you know, write poetry, raise children, whatever it is that they want. That is true liberty, in my opinion.
Now,
and that's where we part ways.
Right. Well, I'm not going to concede that, but I am interested in talking about it. So Milton Friedman had had the same idea. I think he called it the negative income tax, or whatever.
Right.
But, this is not an uncommon idea in the libertarian sphere. Here's what my concern is.
I would say it's uncommon.
Greg's
the only person who's ever called about it.
That's not true at all. People have called about the universal income multiple occasions. I don't know why your mind's slipping on this.
I don't remember it.
Anyway, getting back to it. So in this world where we decide that everybody in America gets, I don't know, call it $2,000 a month to live on, and that, you know, that's their basic income. They can earn anything they want above that. They get basically nothing except health care. Is that right?
Yeah, single-payer health care for everybody, let's say.
So, single-payer health care and a universal basic income. And that's what the government does is from a social welfare standpoint. You know, there's no Medicare, no Medicaid, no Social Security, right?
Right, it's all just one program.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure, because you know, those are huge portions of the budget, and that would make a big difference. I haven't done the math on it. I don't know how much it would either expand or contract the current systems that we have today. But regardless, in that world where we care so much that we're willing to, that the government is willing to write a check to every living person, some people will make some very bad decisions. Some people would decide the very best use for their $2,000 is
methamphetamines.
That's a good one. And you know, maybe, you know, jumping cars over the, you know, Grand Canyon.
Can I stop you right there? I just want to address this really quick. I'm not necessarily saying you have to have a basic income. I'm saying you have to have, let's say, single payer health care. So you can't trade that away for methamphetamine.
That's true.
So I'm saying single payer for everything, including rent even. Let everybody have a minimal, you know, if you're falling on hard times, you got a safety net for that. You live in a shoebox apartment. But at least you survive. That's all I'm saying.
Would you want to live in these Section 8 housing, these projects is the best term I've got for them, that exist out there? I mean, I wouldn't.
A, I'd rather have that than be homeless. And B, there's two different things. The projects are run by the government. That's not what I'm talking about. Section 8. Actually, my grandparents lived in a Section 8 housing, which was right
different.
Across the street from my house. So it was the same kind of housing. And that's not provided by the government. That's a voucher.
So, yeah, that's a voucher that the government gets. And they do come and do inspections. As a person who did some rentals for a period of time, they'd come through and take a rental that I could get more money on generally and tell me a whole bunch of things I had to do to it that are like, what? This is crazy. You know, like cords on, you know, the blinds and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I could just say as a person who rented houses, I one time tried the Section 8 thing and decided I'm just not interested in it. But so you're not saying the universal basic income. You're saying that we should have single payer on things like housing and medicine. What about food?
Yeah, we already have. In fact, the SNAP program, the food stamp program, is a giant buyer payer for food.
It is
a single payer.
It's not a single payer.
So is public school.
Well, it's not single payer. You see, like single payer says that there's only one payer for medicine, and never get medicine that isn't provided by the you know, the government, that isn't paid for by the government. You could have a safety net system where the government pays for sort of a minimum amount of medicine, but that really kind of puts one in a conundrum. So does one get cutting edge medicine if one is can't pay for it themselves? Should that only be reserved for the rich? Should one get treatment for things that, you know, they did to themselves, like diabetes in many cases, type 2 diabetes?
Mm.
You ate yourself into oblivion.
Well, and doesn't this, and before you answer that, and we'll hold on to you, Greg, but doesn't that also incentivize bad behavior as well? Like, if you know that your medical care is covered, you'll just drink till you die, or, you know, close to it. Or if you know that your food is being covered, then you're going to buy steak all the time, or lobster, or what is some other expensive thing. We've definitely seen that to be the case with people. Cody O'Connor was on some food stamps for a while, and he was buying all kinds of nice food that he otherwise wouldn't be able to afford. There's more coming up here, Greg. If you want to stand by, we'll bring you back for this. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. With you in the studio here, it's me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Also, I want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. We're big fans of cryptocurrency here on this show. And if you're not yet into it, well, Jax might be a good place to start. It's the official wallet. You can go to jax.io, J-A-X-X. .io to download your copy of Jax, or download multiple versions because it's cross-platform. You can get it for your smartphone, Windows, Mac, Linux, browser plugins as well for Firefox and Chrome. And they allow you to access not just your Bitcoin, but also Ether and Dash and more. Lots of several, I would say, cryptocurrencies are available in the Jax wallet. And they've got Shapeshift integration, which allows you to easily exchange between currencies. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of the CryptoKit, which we used to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax, and they're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. As we go back to Greg in Brooklyn. Now, Greg, you were talking about the universal basic income, but actually you made more clear that you were supporting a single-payer system where a single payer, and this system would be the government, as I understand your proposal, would pay for all health care, would pay for food, and what was the other thing? Housing? Was it housing?
Yeah, housing.
Healthcare, food, and housing. And what one of my concerns with that is, beyond the obvious coercion that would be required to implement that program, would be the welfare aspect of it. Getting people hooked on these payments and making it so they're not productive people. I mean, if all they have to do is just hold their hand out and they receive all kinds of free food and places.
They have to hold their hand out. It just gets sent to the mailbox.
It's sent to them. I mean, what's going to stop people from just completely splurging and wasting that money?
Well, let me start with that one. I mean, from a liberty point of view, spreading ideas of liberty, I don't think we should be coercing people to do what's in for their own good. You know, I think people should be free, and all over the world, in every developed country, and some even in some other ones, it's considered a good thing for people to be insured. Now, what you're talking about is called moral hazard. Anytime you have insurance, there's always this incentive to take risks, right? Because the cost is going to be borne by the pool of insured people. Mm-hmm. So there's always that thing, whether it's private insurance or public.
I'm not necessarily in favor of private insurance either. I don't think it's – I think you're outlining one of the reasons why it's problematic.
Well, most people around the world think it's a good thing to have people insured because then they, for example –
Well, it's an argumentum ad populum that most people think something doesn't necessarily make that a good thing, but go ahead.
Well, here are some reasons. I mean, for one thing, people in America, which is the only country where, you know, there's so many uninsured, the only developed country – they often show up with serious diseases. The doctor asks, well, why didn't you get this checked out earlier? They said, well, you know, we can't afford to have checkups all the time. We can't have preventative medicine or things like that. I mean, that's actually cheaper. A lot of that stuff, people live longer, they have better health outcomes, and it's cheaper to nip things in the bud early when they're insured. So that's just one example of why insurance could actually help people. You know, go to
well, when I look at Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, these programs that we basically what you're talking about is what we do offer to people over the age of 65 in this country. And these are tremendously large segments of the budget. When you look at Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and the military, you're talking about 75% of the government, the federal government spending, which is already spending themselves into insolvency. So I do wonder how we would pay for something like that.
So I love to talk about this because this is outcome-based libertarianism. This is what Milton Friedman, consequentialism. So the way you look at this is you compare, there's no free lunch, and it works both ways. If you're not going to pay a tax to have a single-payer health insurance, you still need health care. People still pay. What happens is, though, they compete with each other. So buyers drive the price up. That's why if you look at all the other countries, actually price of health care is lower for the same or better outcome. You look at Switzerland, you look at Israel, you look at even Great Britain or Canada or Australia. I mean, they have literally next to nothing for anybody to just go get the same medicine for less. And they're trying to even import those medicines back into the United States. That's how much more expensive it is because buyers compete here. They want to see who can pay more for these things because there's no single-payer system.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're talking about buyers, you're talking about insurance companies, and there's a small handful of them. But it's government intervention that through, you know, you can track the pricing of medical care compared to, government intervention.
How about patents?
Patents are certainly another issue on medicine and that sort of thing.
Against patents. Sure.
Yeah, but and that would drive down the cost of medicine quickly. But the if you look at pricing in medicine and government intervention, the prices are a trailing indicator basically of government intervention. So as government intervenes, pricing tends to go up afterwards.
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. As always, interesting discussion. I think one of our more interesting callers because he is always challenging our viewpoints.
Right, he doesn't come back with the same thing all the time, too.
Let's go to Jack. He's in Northwest Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Hey, Jack.
Just calling in from Virginia Beach. It's been raining today like crazy. Cats and dogs.
All right. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, my buddy James, he thinks we can have a debate on Free Talk Live. Have you guys heard anything about that?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I just think it's a weird thing that a friend wants to debate me. I mean,
so your friend wants to debate you on the radio on this show? It's kind of not how we do things.
Yeah, I didn't think they told you that either, and I don't want to. Would you like debating friends, Ian? To me, it's a great way to lose friends, especially if one party isn't civil.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean,
is James civil?
Well, you know, I think he's got it in him. You know, God loves him, and I love him.
It almost sounds like TJ, doesn't it?
It's not TJ.
Sounds like TJ. So, I don't know, Jack. I would say
where does James live?
My buddy James, he's somewhere in Arizona. He moves around a lot because he keeps getting convicted DUIs and the cops know his car.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jack. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Wow. Anyways, UWI, I just want to mention that speaking of traffic safety, did you know that Colorado, they're almost...
He set you right up, too.
Speaking of traffic safety.
Yeah. Well, DUI is kind of speaking of traffic safety.
Yeah, he got his car taken from a drunk driving accident. He can't, you know. But anyways, the Colorado wants to make their texting, if you get texting while driving, it's going to be a $300 for the phone ticket. And then
buy a whole new cell phone.
Well, if you're texting, if they catch you, it's going to be 4 points on your driver's license.
Wow. That's pretty serious.
So 4 points. And so what it used to be was $50 for the ticket, first point, and then 1 point. That's all it was. But they were better than at least New Mexico. We're only $25 for texting law and no points. I don't hear about any points here.
Well, people call texting while driving, call it texting while driving, but oftentimes the laws are sort of general in that they say that you're not allowed to touch your electronic device and that sort of thing. And I must say I have violated these rules. So, for instance, if I am using...
But New Hampshire police aren't listening tonight.
Well, what are they going to do?
I guess you didn't say where you violated the rules.
Right, they would have to have a specific time and place.
Yeah.
So if I'll have my mapping program on, and I want to know, when to turn, I'll pick up the electronic device and, touch the on button, and that's where I've violated the rules. I've touched a button, and I look at it, just as I would look at one that was adhered to my window, I look at it briefly, say, oh, that's where I got to go, and then I continue on my way. I don't really know what the difference is, sort of in real life, between sticking it on your window and touching a button or holding it in your hand and touching a button.
As long as you're able to look out the windshield peripherally, then there really isn't much of a difference. More coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain, enough time for you. If you dial in right now, Mark, do you have an update for us from hope.freetalklive.com, the project that that you've been helping promote to help build a new orphanage for some children in Uganda?
Yeah, I was just taking a look today, and they're getting the they're putting the final bits of iron rebar into the footers that they're putting in for the foundation,
which is one of the things that they needed to buy that you helped and our listeners,
right,
more importantly, you promoted it to them, and they stepped up with Cell 411 matching the donation.
With help from Roger Veer.
Oh, cool. To help out with this.
So, yeah, and that's getting done. Right now, I'm... So one of the things I'm doing, and I think it's fair to mention that, is I'm harboring the money to some extent. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just send a bunch of enough money to build a building over there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that. I would want to, you know, hold... I want to hold off. I
want
to dole it out and, you know, buy peace and that sort of thing. Because they've got 60,000 bricks there that they've made, and it's time to build the, it will soon be time to build the walls. Well, they don't need particularly my help to build the walls, so you know, I want to get some pictures, more pictures of the, because I've got pictures of the foundation going in, the footers going in, soon the foundation, and then these walls and that sort of thing. And then after that, you know, we'll probably need something for roofing. But for now, I think we're in pretty good shape, and I'm excited and want to thank everybody who's participated.
All right, cool. That's if you want to follow along, you can go to hope.freetalklive.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, so let's go to Johnson, who has a story from Reuters about geo-blocking.
Yeah, geo-blocking. So European Union lawmakers on Tuesday voted to ban online retailers from treating consumers differently depending on where they live, and expanded their proposed law to include music streaming services such as Spotify and Apple's iTunes. So geo-blocking is like filtering based on location. A lot of times you'll see this if you have a VPN, you can change your location. You know, services like Netflix, for example, won't allow you to watch certain shows.
Okay.
Things like that.
Because they're not licensed to distribute within a certain territory.
Stuff like that, yep. And then there's just there's all sorts of different reasons to do this. Well, ending so-called geo-blocking is a priority for the European Commission as it tries to create a single market for digital services across the 28-nation bloc. But many industries argue that they tailor their prices to specific domestic markets.
They're saying, the EU saying, if you're charging 10 euro for Pandora in Spain, you need to charge the same amount in Germany.
I guess, and they're also saying that I guess they can't prevent certain countries from connecting based on these things. I'm not really entirely certain exactly how that works, but it's, you know.
Yeah, they have to let all connections in.
One size fits all. It's, you know, being demanded. Tuesday's vote means that the European Parliament can begin final negotiations with EU member states to reach a deal on the proposal, after which it would become law. The proposal, which will apply to e-commerce websites such as Amazon, Zalando, and eBay, as well as for services provided in a specific location like car rental, forbids online retailers from automatically rerouting their customers to the to their domestic website without their consent.
Jeez.
Amazon already makes it. Retail websites, Amazon already makes its retail websites accessible to customers anywhere in Europe and says 98% of its own stock is available to shoppers from any European country. In a blow for the book publishing and music industries, European Parliament members voted to include copyright-protected content such as music, games, software, and e-books in the law. That would mean that music streaming services such as Spotify and iTunes would not be able to prevent, for example, a French customer buying a cheaper subscription in Croatia if they have the required rights. The music industry has argued that extending the geo-blocking ban to copyright-protected content could lead to a waterbed effect, prices in the areas that are cheaper now.
Right, yeah. Okay, you're going to force us to allow everybody to access whatever price they want? Well, guess what? We're just going to have to raise prices across the board.
Yeah. So
I've never heard about this waterbed effect.
It costs us more money to do business in France than it does in Croatia, so that's why we charge more in France.
A rising tide raises all boats is the more common one that you've probably heard.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, in this case, that's usually like a positive statement.
Whereas waterbed effect is the same thing negatively.
Yeah, this is bad because the presumably poorer people in Croatia are going to likely have to pay more for the service now because French people will be allowed to access their connection.
So they say, however, EU member states favor excluding copyright-protected services from the geo-blocking ban. Booksellers can't be forced to sell across borders. It's a company choice in line with the evolution of the market, and booksellers' first concern is to keep their business afloat, says Fabian Progman.
Well, that's not the concern of the government.
Yeah.
That's never the concern of the government.
They've got to make things fair.
We need our money to line our pockets.
Exactly. They got to get their cut, and they don't care.
Particularly with the EU, they really are just... They're making some ludicrous decisions.
Well, I mean, they know that ultimately, if businesses go under, the government's going to be fine. I mean, you know, some businesses are going to stay afloat, and some of them are going to go under as a result of these rule changes. But again, is that really going to have any serious effect on the tax revenues of these governments? Probably not that much.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Especially since a lot of the companies that they're trying to affect aren't really based in the EU.
Well, which is another thing is, you know, if this really becomes a burden, like some of the, like we've seen with Amazon.
Just pull out.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like Amazon has done of the states where they've had distribution facilities located. Some of those states have said, all right, well, we're going to start taxing your sales in this state. And then they say, okay, well, we're just going to leave.
We don't need you that bad.
Yep.
Well, under the proposal, consumers would be able to buy goods online even when the retailer does not deliver to their country of residence. What? Retailers would not be forced to deliver across border, though, so an Italian buying a TV off a German website would have to arrange their own delivery or collect it. Consumers will also be able to take advantage of better prices for car rentals, hotel rooms, or other music festivals on websites in other countries, which may have previously rerouted them to their local version. What we want is simple, to end discrimination in the single market based on people's nationality, residence, or temporary location, said Rosa Thun, the MEP who is steering the legislation through the European Parliament. I mean, this is awful for a lot of e-commerce websites that, for example, turn off, and especially with something like eBay, where, for example, if I were to do an eBay listing, I'm not shipping to Africa, period. Not happening.
Too much probably going to get taken by customs.
Yeah, there's too much. It's going to get taken by customs. There's so many different places like that where there's customs issues.
Mexico's like that, where there's too many scam orders.
Yeah. Like just constant flood of just people ordering scam situations, and now these places are going to be forced to accept orders. That's going to really, especially, I mean, that...
Well, they're only going to, they're only affecting the EU. It's not going to affect...
You're going to find the scam artist going to move from, say, Russia to Sofia or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're going to run their businesses that way. You know, places where law enforcement is more lax, that's where they're going to, you know, go.
Well, is there, so her argument here is that she wants to end discrimination.
Right, in the single market, which is...
Well, it's EU.
Yeah.
And this is yet another reason why people need to really consider getting out of the EU. I mean, it's obvious that this is a serious infringement upon
Brexit. I've heard that too. You know, so
yeah, I didn't look closely at the Frexit thing, Mark. Have you looked at that?
Brexit? Well, it's over.
French exit. What's over?
Forget it. Le Pen lost, and the chances of.
Are you sure? Because Daryl Perry was telling me like a night or two ago that there was a tie basically, and that they're going to have a runoff.
The runoff ran off.
Oh really? Okay, I thought it was another week away.
That's not my understanding of
Daryl told me it was like in early May.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I've just been wrong.
I looked at one story today, and it's my understanding Le Pen's
you
in the
pooper, right.
And this, some guy with an M that sounds very French won.
Okay.
So France will not be bidding the European Union adieu.
Let's talk to Mark. He's in Nevada. You're on and listening via K-Talk. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, after that, you almost put me to sleep or change stations. Yeah.
Huh?
You were talking about texting and driving, correct?
Yes.
Well, my ex-wife was rear-ended by a texting driver.
Oh, that's terrible.
And it couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Thanks for the call today,
Mark.
That is
some funny stuff.
I'm being told here, Mark, by Liberty
Daryl
Lover.
Daryl says second round voting is May the 7th.
May 7th, yeah, that's what Liberty Lover's saying.
All right, well, maybe so whatever I read is just somebody wishful thinking. I don't know.
Incorrect.
So the idea is...
I spit on your info.
So this Le Pen is the one who supports the French, the France leaving the EU, is the idea?
She's the more sort of conservative, radical conservative, or, extremist choice.
Pepe mm-hmm. Le Pen.
Yeah. It's a female. It's not Pepe. Rapey skunk.
Hey, so we're going to be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And if for some reason, you can't access the site, then you can always get a VPN and try it that way. But hopefully the whole world can access freetalklive.com, although I heard that we might be restricted in China. And it's also hard to get on a VPN there, too. So we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime. freetalklive.com. Have a super night.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200%. Since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.